KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. Two vessels that grounded near Cold Bay last week have been leaking fuel. Environmental responders spotted a light sheen on the water Friday and laid out boom around the vessels to contain the spill. The tug Polar Wind and the barge it was towing were carrying more than 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel at the time of grounding. The barge was also transporting 1.5 million pounds of frozen seafood. According to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, generators on the barge are still running and the containers remain refrigerated. As of late Sunday, the response team had suspended their efforts due to the weather. They're hoping to remove the remaining fuel from the tug and barge over the next few days and have other vessels pick up the frozen seafood by the middle of the week. The vessels are beached on an uninhabited island that's designated critical habitat for stellar sea lions, stellar eiders, and sea otters. The Department of Environmental Conservation says that there have been no reports of wildlife being affected by the spill. Late last week, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation announced their newest investment. The corporation purchased a Seattle-based fishing company that primarily harvests Western Aleutian Islands Golden King crab. NSEDC's chief operating officer, Simon Kanin, says NSEDC was mainly after the massive 1.2 million pound Golden King crab quota.
So we own the right to harvest a certain percentage of these fisheries, the primary one being the Western Aleutian Island Golden King crab fishery, but also there's small amounts of other crab fisheries as well, St. Matthew Island Blue King crab, and another fishery that's closed, the Western Aleutian Island Red King crab fishery.
Kanin says they made the investment because the Western Aleutian Island fishery is very stable.
It's actually had a very consistent quota over many, many years and has been increasing in its size modestly, but been trending upwards, and all the signs show that it's a very stable fishery, and we really expect it to continue that way.
With the purchase of the crab quotas also comes a catcher processor, the Patricia Lee, that NSEDC sold to its for-profit subsidiary, Sioux Alaska Corporation. NSEDC is one of six community development quota organizations in the state. The purpose of the CDQ program is to take earnings from Bering Sea fisheries and reinvest those earnings back into member communities. Kanin says by expanding the quota base, or the amount of crab NSEDC is able to harvest in the Aleutian Islands fishery, more income comes into the company.
And we can turn around and put more money back into the communities, doing things like the community benefit chair that was just issued at the board meeting last week.
NSEDC Board Chairman Dan Harrelson said in a release that when NSEDC expands into different fisheries, the corporation becomes more stable. Along with the quota of 1.2 million pounds of Western Aleutian Island golden crab, NSEDC owns crab quotas for the Eastern Aleutian Island Gold King crab, the Bering Sea Opelio crab, and the Bristol Bay Red King crab, along with some smaller crab fisheries. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's Board of Directors has declared end-of-the-year community benefit shares totaling $1.5 million. $100,000 will be allocated to each of the NSEDC's 15 communities. The Community Benefit Share Program began in 1999. Municipal governments for each community decide how to utilize the amounts provided. $200,000 was also disbursed to each community in August. This brings the total amount for the 2012 Community Benefit Shares to $4.5 million. This September, the Unalakleet Valley Electric Cooperative's general manager retired after working for the power plant for 32 years. Last week at the UVEC annual meeting, the board recognized Ike Towarik's service to the utility and the community by naming the six-turbine wind farm after him. Board Chair Dave Cunningham says Towarik was the person instrumental in getting the turbine project designed, funded, and installed in Unalakleet.
We've done two things. We've given credit where it's due, And at the same time, we've created Unicleet's very first, what you would call, rest stop point of interest along the road there, where people could actually stop, look at the plaque, and read a little history of it. So,
the Alaska Energy Authority gave the utility company enough funding for 4 wind turbines, but the board and Tawarik felt 2 more turbines were needed. So Cunningham says Tawarik got to work, acquiring further funding from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, along with the Native Corporation.
That was pretty critical, because with 6, it's really doing well. We can provide all we need at times and some extra.
Cunningham says UVEC will save more than $250,000 this year from the energy generation that comes from the wind farm. Cunningham also says they have one of the lower prices per kilowatt hour for energy for a community of that size in rural Alaska at 43 cents on average. He says that number includes taxes, but does not include power cost equalization.
That helps our standard of living and quality of life out here. So we all feel really good about that. And Mike was such a big player, we wanted to give him some acknowledgement for what he's done.
The Unalakleet Valley Electric Cooperative is one of the smallest utility companies in the state of Alaska. Serving the roughly 780 residents, the company acquired their own operating certificate at the beginning of the year, purchasing it from the Matanuska Electric Association. Republicans are looking to capitalize on their newfound control of the Alaska legislature, taking on oil taxes and raising social issues dear to more conservative members. This month's elections helped dismantle the bipartisan coalition that's ruled the Senate since 2007 and resulted in Republicans controlling both legislative chambers and holding the governor's office for the first time since 2006. Governor Sean Parnell says he was pleased with the results. He says GOP gains, particularly on the Senate side, show, quote, Alaskans are concerned about the economy and wanted to change some of the direction there. Not immediately clear is who will take the lead on oil taxes. Parnell's spokeswoman says it's too early to say whether Parnell will submit a bill of his own or leave that to lawmakers. The price of gold in New York is up $19.70, trading at $1,734.40 an ounce. An ounce of silver is up 74 cents, trading at $33.15, and a pound of zinc is at 87 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:49 this morning and is expected to depart for Anchorage at 10:02. It's unofficially 8 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.